three incumbent state Supreme Court justices are facing opposition in what's usually a quiet retention vote. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky reports on how this year is shaping up to be different.
In November, voters will have the option to keep or remove three Democrats on the state Supreme Court. It's rare that justices are voted out, but this year there's an organized effort to do just that. Republican activist Scott Pressler is spearheading it, accusing them, without evidence, of throwing the 2020 election to Joe Biden when they ordered counties to count mail-in votes that were received up to 3 days after Election Day if they were postmarked in time.
They allowed and engineered the stolen election here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. If you want justice, if you want accountability, you vote no to these people.
That decision was held up by the U.S. Supreme Court. Kadita Kenner of the New Pennsylvania Project said there could be major consequences if right-wing activists win a majority on the court.
That's really important to ensure that our congressional districts and those maps are not gerrymandered politically or racially. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will also be important as it relates to our access to abortion.
If the justices are voted out, the governor can appoint interims, pending state Senate approval, until a special election is held in 2027. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.